Blog Talk Radio.
Introduction the young man was talking about.
I am just being blessed
to listen.
I see you're back home now.
So how was your trip to California there and back?
Oh, my trip was blessing in California. The Lord just did what he does. There was a family that I don't know if I told you last time that the man was had passed in front of his wife and his children, and we prayed for the gentleman to come back, just for the family to say, you know, goodbye. And that's exactly what I prayed for, and I told the family what I prayed for. And I talked to the lady yesterday, and she says, yes. She says, my father, he came back for a couple of hours. We got to tell him we love him and hold his hand and give him a kiss, and then the Lord took him. I said, well, amen. All glory goes to God. So, you know, you never know what the Lord's going to have you do or how he's going to use you. He gets all the glory, all the praise, and all the thanksgiving. But I urge anybody that's listening, you know, I urge that the Lord wakes up your spirit, you know, that y'all get back out there and let everybody know about the Lord, God, Jesus, because he is going to return one day, and that's why he's doing all the things that he's doing. That's why people are seeing things they ain't never seen before, because, you know, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are trying to get our attention. And you know, he's getting his words out there, and him himself, Jesus Christ, is also talking by showing all these miracles and wonders. So, you know, I give him the glory, the praise, the honor, the thanksgiving, and the Lord, the prophetic word that he's given me, he's saying, trust in him. Can't nothing evil touch you. Psalms 91, when he said his angels is going to lift you up and you won't hit your foot on the stone, he meant that. Do not let evil nowhere within your path. If you think you're getting voodoo, don't believe in it, because God holds all power, and that's what he's putting on my heart to talk about. So I'm turning the mic back over to you, Ken, while I go back on mute.
Okay. I guess I'll put you back on mute. Okay. You sit back and listen to some music. I hope you enjoy it. Okay. Let's get I'm sorry. Let's get the music rolling. Okay. There we go.
Oh, but I heard a I can can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
I know a place where
All right. Well, let's get into the first message, okay, for tonight. And that is a devotional. It's called Strength and Joy. As children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by contagious and unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. See, God longs to fill us with His joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make His children fashioned in the image of our Father that we might share His unending joy to a world without hope. May you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of your Father this week. The strength that comes from joy of restored relationship with our Heavenly Father is unlike any other strength we can find in ourselves. The joy of the Lord is unceasing, unwavering, and powerful. It comes from a place of internal peace with God rather than external fleeting circumstances. And it's wholly available to us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ our Lord. May we be people marked by the joy of our Heavenly Father, and we allow God to come and fill our lives with His powerful presence today. Nehemiah 8 gives revelation on God's desire to establish joy at the foundation and of following Him. In Nehemiah 8, the nation of Israel had just rebuilt the walls around Jerusalem, and we're learning again what it is to live in obedience to the Word of God. As Ezra opens God's word, the people fall on their faces in the morning in shame for their disobedience. And in response to their tears, Nehemiah proclaims to God's people, "Eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send forces to anyone who has nothing ready for this day. It is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." That's in Nehemiah 8-10. See, God desires for joy to be at the foundation of a relationship with Him. He longs for us to be a people marked by the joy that can only come from a restored relationship with our Creator. His joy is to be our strength. The true picture of strength in the earth is total joy that comes from dependence on our Heavenly Father. Psalm 16, verse 8-11 says, "I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy at your right hand and pleasures forevermore." See, it is only in the utter dependence that that the Lord can fully work in and through us. And it's only in setting Him always before us that we will be fully strengthened by the joy that comes from relationship with Him. And only in continually seeking His presence that we will discover the fullness of joy and pleasures meant to be our portion as His children. See, God wants us to be, God wants to be your strength today. He wants to root and ground you in His unshakable joy. He longs to guide you in the still waters and do mighty work in your heart and increase your capacity for His joy. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." May you discover the powerful medicine of joy today as you enter a time of guided prayer. So firstly, meditate on the strength that comes from joy alone. Allow Scripture to fill you with desire to have more of a joy available to you in God. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Secondly, what care, thought, or burden is keeping you from the fullness of joy today? What area of your life do you need to surrender to in order to live in total dependence on your Heavenly Father? Where is God wanting to fill you with His abundant joy? Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Thirdly, surrender every area of your life to the capable hands of God and enter into the joy that comes from dependent relationship with your Creator. Rest in His peaceful presence and allow Him to fill you with joy overflowing. Ask Him to guide you into a more joyful life and to free you from whatever bonds would keep you from experiencing all He has for you. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart's trust. I am helped. My heart exults. With my song I give thanks to Him. That's chapter 28, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. May Paul's prayer to the Colossians be your pursuit today as you seek to live in the fullness of life Jesus died to give you. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, may you be strengthened with all the power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. Well, I highly suggest that you read Nehemiah chapter 8, and it'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen? Now, let's get down to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know your Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because I'm going to give you a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are? Not knowing which way is up or down. You're lost and needing to be found. Maybe you suffer from depression, okay, or anxiety, okay, or maybe you have an addiction such as alcohol, okay, or drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating, whatever it may be. You see, the Lord can take that away, but in order for Him to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. And if he doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So this is why I ask you, okay, do you want to have love, joy, peace, and happiness in your life? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, may He always keep you highly favored. Right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all of His angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you decided to come to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So, I want you to call area code 657-383-1487. Okay? Okay, once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you can come on live, okay, and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Be that first caller, because that first caller can trickle 10. 10 can trickle 100. 100 can trickle 1,000. Okay? But be that first caller tonight and step up and say that I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior tonight. Okay? Because like I said, the Father and the Father, okay, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all His angels, and everyone is having rejoicing. So please, let us rejoice with them. Okay, by calling in and letting us know that you accepted the Lord tonight. With that being said, I'm going to play a song, okay, and then I'm going to bring Denatra back on, and we're going to do some talking, okay? But here we go with the song, okay? It's called Redeemed. Here we go. Amen. Yes, when you you get redeemed, and every your slate is wiped clean. Amen. What do you got to say about that, Dinyatra?
Oh, for number one, that's one of the most beautiful songs that I ever heard. When it came on, I'm like, oh, Lord, that's my song. Because he races everything away, and that's what our Savior does. That's what he did when he died on that cross. You know, he came down here, he showed us, and he told us, you know, hey, we have him at all times. He never left us, he never forsaken us, he never abandoned us. He's with us in spirit, mind, and body. You know, people don't understand. They really don't understand when they read their words. In their words, you know, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of righteousness. You know, when Samuel, Delilah, Samuel's mother seen the Lord of hosts, she seen Jesus. You know, Jacob, the old man, you know, he wrestled with God and found favor. And people are not understanding what favor means. They're not understanding if you're walking with the righteousness, everywhere you go, you're okay because they see the Lord that's in you. We don't worry about evil over conquering us because we have already conquered evil and we have already conquered death through Jesus Christ to save us. Once he died and he rose up, that was over conquering death, and he's showing us. You know, in Psalms 103, it says we're like wildflowers who bloom and die. But look at the wildflowers. Look at the trees. Look at everything that God has made, how the wildflowers, the lilies, how they die and they come back to life. It's all about the seasons. But God is letting us know that when we die, in this, when this body leaves, we're going to be we will rise again, and we're not going to die no more. It's going to be over. You know, when he said there's more than enough room in the heavens, it's more than enough room. I'm just blessed that I can see. So by me seeing, I can see up there, and when people be realizing, like, she can really see, I can really see. You know, I'm just like, if Jesus Christ stood up there in the Old Testament, he was walking and talking with us. He was revealing himself to all types of different people in a word of God. He revealed himself to, let me see, God, so many people, Lord, brain freeze. He revealed himself to Solomon's mother. He revealed himself to Jacob. You know, he talked to Samuel. But, you know, you could go on and on and on. When he showed up, he revealed himself. Who else did he reveal himself? God. There were so many people. The thing that I'm trying to say, when he died and came back to life, he showed himself to who first? The women, Mary and Martha. And then Peter seen him. And then all the apostles seen him. And the disciples, Apostle Paul, and about 500 more followers, they seen him. And God said, you know, Jesus, if I want to reveal myself and show myself, I'll go down to the earth, I can, he can. People don't understand that he made these bodies. He blew breath in us. You know, people don't understand. When you read the word of God, he talks about our image. Our is a plural word, you know, and they're not understanding Jesus is Lord. Jesus got the throne right now because he actually take it over. The Father said here. But when all this is over with, he's going to pass it back over to the Father. And they're not understanding. He never left us. He never forsaked us. When he said those words to us, that was a promise. Everybody know that he promised Jacob. He promised Abraham. He promised Moses that he was going to come back and he was going to take the Israelites out of captivity from the Egyptians, you know, the Egyptians. So we know these things, that he's a person of his word. Our Father is a person of his word. And, you know, all that he did was for our spirit, is to redeem our spirit, to bring our spirit, because, you know, it's about the souls. The fight is over the souls. But it's one spirit, which people don't understand that. It's about the souls. The devil wants our souls to go to hell, and God says, no, my children's going to come back. And he says, every last one of them will come back to me. Our God is so gracious and so merciful that, you know, a lot of people say that the dragons have already been released, the horses, the red, the white, the tail, and the black, they all been released. A lot of people believe that already. I said, well, if they have already been released, that means we was left behind. So I'm like, no, I was not left behind. I was going on that first lift, but I stood up there, and you got to think about the Lord's words. Even then, when all this mayhem will be released on the earth, you got to understand something. He gives people another chance. That's our Father. That is Jesus. He gives them another chance, chance after chance after chance after chance, and people are not understanding that. So if he's getting ready to do something like lift a whole bunch of us up, oh, well, praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, I don't worry about what time or what's going on because I know where I lie. I know that I'm going to be on the right side of Jesus, as Jesus on the right side of the Father. I know where I'm going to be. You know, I have no doubt in my heart. And that's what God says, trust in him. If you've been doing what he wants you to do, living in righteousness and letting Jesus Christ complete you, that's the whole thing, letting Jesus Christ complete you, letting Jesus Christ take out the anger, the bitter, the hatred, the animosity, the strife out of your heart and put love and forgiveness into your heart, you know, you will start hearing more. You will start seeing more. And you won't be living in the past. You'll be living in the present, going towards your future. But, you know, I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs I've been reading. He says, shake up all those heavy chains. But it's time for me to go to bed. And I love you, and I will tune in probably next week in the name of Jesus. You have a blessed day. And anybody that's listening, trust and believe in our Lord. The only way evil can conquer us or mess with us is we allow it to. But if you're covered in it with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you trust and believe that the angels will truly pick you up, they will. You won't hurt your foot on a stone because he's got us. You know, whenever you get a chance, my brother, read James chapter 1. Read the whole thing to the brothers and sisters so they can get a better understanding. In Jesus' name, I say amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. I definitely like James. I like the book of James. It's full of lots of knowledge. Amen. Okay, well, I'm going to say goodnight to you, I guess, because you say you want to go to bed. So, goodnight, dear Deniedra. Have a blessed night. I hope to see you back again. All right. Okay, let's play some more music. Oh, okay. She dropped. Okay. All right. Let's play some more music here.
To every battle, to every heartache, to every circumstance, you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth,
Well, now it's time for Bible time, okay? And we've got the Passion Reader here himself, Tony. He's going to read you the Bible. Now, here we go.
Hi again, y'all. Oh. You know, last night I got to hear that sometimes what I'm reading sounds a little repetitive. And it is, I admit it. But since we're reading it directly from the Bible and our only thought is to share the Bible directly with you, we're simply reading what was written, how it was written, and you can decide from there what you want to take from it. But like I said, sometimes it is repetitive with just slight changes, and maybe if you read everything that I've read to you already, maybe you'll see those changes and understand that it's really not as repetitive as it seems. So tonight, would be Leviticus 16:1, Psalms 24:7-10, Proverbs 10:5. Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron your brother not to come at just any time into the holy place inside the well, before the mercy seat which is on the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. Thus Aaron shall come into the holy place with the blood of a young bull as a sin offering, and of a ram as a burnt offering. He shall put the holy linen tunic and the linen trousers on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sash, and with a linen turban he shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore he shall wash his body in water and put them on. And then he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats as a sin offering and one ram as a burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the Lord's lot fell and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it, and it to be let go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bull as the sin offering which is for himself. Then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. And he shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, and the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, lest he die. He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side, and before the mercy seat he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his fingers seven times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people. Bring its blood inside the veil, do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. So he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanliness of the children of Israel and because of their transgressions, for all their sins, and for he shall do for the tabernacle of meeting which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanliness. There shall be no man in the tabernacle of meeting when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out, that he make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel. And he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it, and shall take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar all around. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times cleanse it and consecrate it from the uncleanliness of the children of Israel. And when he's made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tabernacle of meeting, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land, and he shall release the goat into the wilderness. Then Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of meeting, shall take off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his body with water in a holy place, put on his garments, come out, and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the people. The fat of the sin offering he shall burn on the altar. And he who released the goat as the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. The bull for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought into to make atonement in the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins, their flesh, and their offal. Then he who burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. This shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you. For on that day the priest shall make atonement for you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever, and the priest who is anointed and consecrated to minister as priest in his father's place shall make atonement, and put on the linen clothes, the holy garments. Then he shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make atonement for the tabernacle of meeting and for the altar. He shall make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. This shall be an everlasting statute for you to make atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses. As the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, to his sons, and to all the children of Israel. Say to them, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, whatever man of the house of Israel who kills an ox or a lamb or goat in the camp, or who kills it outside the camp, and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of bloodshed shall be imputed into that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut from among his people, to the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they offer in the open field, that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, to the priest, and offer them as peace offerings to the Lord. And whatever man of the house of Israel, or the strangers who dwell among you, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood, and I will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells you among you eat blood. Whatever man of the children of Israel, or the strangers who dwell among you, who hunts and catches any animal or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out its blood and cover it with dust, for it is the life of all flesh. Its blood sustains life. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off. Well, like I said, it says a lot of the same things, but it definitely changes as it goes through. I hope you saw and listened and caught those changes, because I read it to you just as it comes. We got a word of worship now from Psalms 24:7-10. Lift up your heads, O you gate, and be lifted up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gate. Lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. And we will end with Proverbs 10:5. He who gathers in summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Well, amen. Thank you for letting me into your homes again tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, we try to keep it as simple as possible, the way it was written, so that you too can understand, follow along, learn, and share, like we're glad to see so many of you are doing.
Yes, amen. Amen. All right. Well, you know, you read that with such passion.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I'm sure if the chat room was working, they'd be complaining.
I'm sure. But that's okay. That's okay.
It's okay. We do our job.
Yes. Well, I'm going to play some more music, folks. Here we go.
When death was arrested. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's get into the final message. Okay. The final message is a prophetic message. And this goes out to all those out there who need it. And you know who you are. The Father says today, say no to negativity. Negativity depletes you and will cause you to stumble unnecessarily. Negativity will rob you of the benefit of blessing that is right now ready to come forth in your life. Refuse to embrace the negative. There is no pessimism in the kingdom. There is no characteristic of sarcasm in the character of Christ. Let it not once be named among you. Realize that being negative or exposing yourself to negative influences or people will contaminate your spirit. Out of the heart are issues of life. If you entertain the negative, it will set the preamble for what happens next in your life. Realize then that you cannot conduct yourself in an unguarded way around negative people. There are tender friendships and relationships that must change. Beloved, if you are to extract the poison of negativity from your inner man, learn not to answer them again, nor enter into their banter or their conversation. You are not better than them, but you can make a better choice. Choose life that you might live. Choose the simplicity of the spirit like that of a little child. Reject all one-upmanship or dark humor. In so doing, you recover yourself from the snare that many of my sons and daughters have fallen into, never to rise out of again. Amen. Like I said, this prophetic message goes out to those who are in need, and you know who you are. Amen. May this board be a blessing in your life. Amen. Well, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty in time, okay? And you can come to see the final prayer. Alrighty, guys. We're going to get Tony F. to come in here and give us the ending prayer for tonight. Again, here he is.
Well, the time has come for us to leave you again. So as we do, we want you to know that you're loved, you're cared for, you're needed in this world. Through God's love and through His Word, you can always find peace, you can find knowledge, you can find contentment. So tonight, when you put your head down on that pillow, the last thing you should think about are your problems in the world. Just say, Lord, as I lay here to sleep, I'm going to release everything into your hands so that I can get the peace and rest that I need to continue in this world. Good night, y'all.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Don't forget that tomorrow at 5 p.m., it's at 5 p.m. is God's Rainbow Christian Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay? So don't forget, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Okay? That is Central Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast, it'll be 6. If you're Mountain Standard Time, it'll be 4. And if you're on way on the West Coast, it'll be 3. Okay? So we hope to see you all there tomorrow night. God bless you. May you have a blessed night. Good night.